Welcome back to Copper Country Today. We are heard Sunday mornings at 7 o'clock on 97.7 The Wolf, 8 o'clock on AM 1400 WCCY, and 9 o'clock on KBAR 102.3. Our program brought to you in part by the members of the Copper Country Education Association and by the Copper Country Veterinary Clinic, providing the highest quality in medical care to help their patients live longer and healthier lives. You can also listen to a podcast of our program by going to the Copper Country Today page at our new website. It is KeweenawReport.com, which I darn near forgot there. It's been a long week of that. 25 years for the Parade of Nations. The 25th anniversary celebration begins actually tomorrow because they've got a whole week of activities planned. The parade and the Multicultural Festival coming up this coming Saturday at Michigan Tech and the D Stadium and through downtown Hancock and Houghton. And to celebrate the 25th anniversary of the Parade of Nations, I have several guests in the studio with me. Darnisha Slade and Bob Wentz are from the International Programs and Services Office at Michigan Tech. And Varun, you're going to have to help me with this. Tipuswamy,
yeah,
from India is here. He's with the Indian Students Association at Michigan Tech, and it is good to have you all here. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you for inviting us.
This is a remarkable accomplishment, I think, 25 years for this. And the first thing I thought of when I thought about 25 years of the Parade of Nations and the Multicultural Festival is that these days all of this inclusiveness is very politically popular. It's a hot button these days. We work towards this. 25 years ago, was this the case?
I think the founder of Parade of Nations, Betty Chavis, anyone that knows her in the community, she is a pioneer. And so even in her thought, her actions, her deeds, is always something next level. And so for her to have this thought and generate enough interest and the support in 25 years ago, it was really phenomenal.
But you know what? This community is just a welcoming community. I'm not a native here. It's been 35 years, so I'm getting close, I guess. But, you know, it's been always very friendly. And it's not just friendly to Americans. It has transported itself to being friendly to everyone. And I think most international students will tell you that they feel welcomed here.
Yeah, and I think that's the other thing that surprised me, because this is, to say it bluntly, this is the whitest place that I have ever been. It is not multicultural in and of itself. You have these kind of Finns and those kind of Finns. Mm-hmm. And then a few other people like Bob and I who just kind of drifted up here. This is not the kind of openness that you expect from a community that is as ethnically closed as this one was for so long, is it?
Mm-hmm. Right. And I think when Betty started the parade and the committee started the parade, the idea was an opportunity to educate and to also teach the community of the smells and the tastes and the cuisine and the color and the flavor of so many different cultures. And so we wanted to put that on display, and that's why it's so important for us to have a whole week of celebrating what we've done over the past 25 years of celebrating culture and people of different races and colors and creeds and religions, and bringing them all together to say, let's celebrate all of our individualisms and collectively living in this community.
So, Varun, where in India are you from?
I'm from South India, basically.
So it's warm there?
Yeah. Yeah, it's quite warm there.
As opposed to here, where it's not generally warm.
Yeah.
Major culture shock?
Kind of.
When you came here? How long have you been here now?
It's been a year.
Been a year. So you're a sophomore, basically?
Yeah.
Okay.
Master student.
Master
student. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes. Okay.
Have you tried skiing?
Yes.
Because this is a much different place, I'm sure, than where you come from.
Yes.
How did you assimilate when you came here? How did you start to try to fit in?
Basically, it was hard for me, and I'm sure like most of Indians or immigrants like me to fit in here initially, but we had like a couple of orientations. We had IPS, which helped us, who are still taking care of us, you know, in all possible ways. And we have like a couple of our relatives around in U.S. and they give us inputs on how to be and how to fit in to a new place. And like most of me who are here, Indians, like 90% of us, this is the first place in United States for us. We directly flew in here to Houghton. And for a year from now, I feel myself as a, you know, I find this as my second home, you know.
I'm glad you feel that way.
Yeah.
What brought you here? Because this, and I always ask international students this, this is not one of those places that I'm sure that
not
you had heard of. You know, growing up in southern India, I'm sure you'd heard of Los Angeles and New York and places like that where planes fly to. I doubt that the area around Houghton, Michigan ever came up. This is not an easy place to get to from India. So why did you make the decision to come here?
To be frank, I never knew there was a state by name Michigan.
I couldn't name more than a state or two in India either. So
since New York, Texas, California, they're like pretty common and pretty most heard of names in India. When I you know, went through online to search for my program, which I'm interested in, Michigan Tech, you know, showed me a real diverse program and the fit program, which I needed to. So here am I.
What are you studying?
I'm doing my master's in electrical engineering.
Electrical engineering. So yeah. Do you plan to stay in the United States after you graduate, or are you planning to return to India?
Probably I'm going to stay here for a couple of years, and I'm going to return back to India.
All right. So when you arrived here, did you find what Darnisha and Bob were talking about? Did you find a community that was eager to accept you and receive you?
Oh, that was like the whole community was so welcoming. I was so glad to be here, and I felt like, you know, home in a week I came here.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, there was this downtown festival, you know. All the people around, they're so welcoming, and it was so refreshing to be here.
I am so glad to hear this.
And I never missed my home till date.
Were you involved last year with the Parade of Nations?
Yeah, yeah.
What did that mean to you?
It means a lot because, you know, the Indian Student Association, the Parade of Nations is basically given for the all new incoming students, be it a dance or designing a float, or involving in the food. It's a, you know, it's kind of a activity or something interesting for a new incoming student who has just come from their home, and so that, you know, they don't miss their home in their initial days. So Parade of Nations is a good opportunity and a big platform for new incoming student to show their talents, or, you know.
This is not just a one-week thing or a one-day thing either. I know the Indian Students Association puts on a big production for a Diwali.
Yeah.
And so there are things that go on all year?
Yeah, there are like four events in the fall and a couple of more events in the spring. Diwali is our biggest event of the year.
And lots of fun.
Yes. Well, I think the first time that I went to the Multicultural Festival, I was tense,
uh-huh,
because I'm not comfortable with people who are not like me.
Okay,
I don't think many of us are. We all tend to congregate to people who are like ourselves. Believe me, I am happiest and most comfortable if you put me in a room full of Dutch people. That's just the way it is, and I'm sure that Varun, you're probably still more comfortable when you're around Indian people, and
yeah,
and likewise for all of us. I was a little bit apprehensive, mm-hmm, walking into the Multicultural Festival because it's strange, mm-hmm, it's different. Mm-hmm. You mentioned earlier, you see things you don't see before, you smell things that you don't see before, you are offered things you've never seen before.
Right.
It didn't take me more than a few minutes to feel very at ease.
Yeah, it's amazing. You know, most people locally, they go to D Stadium for hockey games, right?
Yeah.
And the way we transform D Stadium, it is just warm and it's welcoming, and there's people and there's excitement
and color
and color and love and happiness
and so, food
and food, most importantly, food. And so we want to challenge this community to do something different and step outside of their comfort zone and try a food that, you know, that they've never tried before. And most times you will be pleasantly surprised.
I know, you know, I was. And the thing that I really enjoyed the most was talking to the students.
Mm-hmm.
And once I kind of, because, you know, you don't want to intrude. You don't want to say something that might be considered offensive, because I don't know, you know, what your culture is, Verona's, compared to mine. I don't want to say something that would make you feel uncomfortable. I would not wish to insult you. But once I started talking to the students and asking them about where they came from and what their life was like there, I had a wonderful time just talking with the kids.
Wonderful. And when was your first multicultural festival?
Oh, gosh, it was probably 8 years ago now.
Right. Have you missed one yet?
Well, I often don't get to go to them because okay. I have, for example, this year I'll be doing, I call football games at Lake Linden on Saturday afternoon, so okay. I often have other things that conflict, but it's a wonderful time,
sure.
And if you're going, don't just eat the food. Don't just look at the entertainment. Talk to some of these students because they have wonderful stories to tell.
Yes.
Very true.
And you come away with a real great knowledge about other places in the world that, you know, seem so remote and foreign to us. I have no idea what life is like in southern India, Varun, and I'd like to talk to you about it sometime.
Sure.
It's got to be a whole lot different than life here.
A lot.
For one thing, you don't own nearly as many coats.
Layers and layers.
One thing I was wondering about is that your first year when you were here, did you march in the parade?
Yes, I did.
What did it feel like when people who were there applauded your group as they went by?
It felt really awesome. When
this is amazing to me that it happens this way. Every year, different groups as they march by, groups and groups of people welcome them by applauding. My gosh, is that amazing.
Yeah, and in an area which, as I said, is as ethnically non-diverse as you can probably find anywhere in the country. You know, when you figure that 35 to 40% of people here at least share some of the same ethnic background as Finnish. And for so many years, because this area was so remote, you didn't get a lot of people moving in and out, so you didn't see faces that were any different than yours.
Right. You know, one other thing I just wanted to say, though, is because we've been doing this for 25 years, is that even if you've been coming, don't think to yourself, been there, done that, don't need to come again, because every year is different. We try to do something different. This year, of course, we have a whole week-long program. That's different.
Yeah.
But even on that Saturday, we'll be talking about it a little later, I guess, but we have different things happening in the parade. You know, we've done some amazing things with the parade over in our history. We've had elephants marching. We've had mechanical dinosaurs marching. We've had people marching on stilts. We're going to surprise you again this year. So come out and see it.
Oh, so you're going to tell me what the surprise is now?
No.
No. I can't say I didn't try.
And every year at the Multicultural Festival, we have different performers, and we have some really outstanding ones going on again this year. We try to have different food booths, and we have a couple that have, I think, maybe one for sure has never been with us before. And, of course, we have all the old favorites, so I just wanted to get those things out. So come even if you think you've been there, done that, and you don't need to do it again.
Every year there are surprises.
Yeah, it is different every year. Mm-hmm. One of the things that you're doing this year that is a little different from before, and Varun, tell me what your reaction is to this. The grandson of Mahatma Gandhi is coming to speak here. Now, of course, you're from India. He was responsible in large part for India's independence. How is Mahatma Gandhi viewed in India?
I don't know. He is the father of the nation. You know, what we think of him, you know. There is no personality like him in India. His grandson, Mr. Arun Gandhi. We have never dreamt that we would meet someone from the Gandhi family.
Had to come all the way to Houghton, Michigan to do it. Oh, my gosh.
it's so interesting because Varun and I were talking on the ride over, and I said, well, what would you do if you had a dignitary in your presence? What would you do? And we're going to do some, you know, unique things and special for them to present to Arun Gandhi in reverence of his legacy and the legacy of his grandfather that they would normally do in India. So we're excited that they would have that opportunity to even do that. So really neat. I mean, these things just evolve, and we plan things because we want to, again, expose the community. And the talk that Arun Gandhi is doing on Friday night is free, is open to the public. And that's another thing, that a point of pride that we have for the parade is that we've always wanted it free,
yeah,
and access to come to the D and free to go to the parade. And so we've always done that, and we're excited for 25 years we've kept this event free for this community.
And it's free for the public, but it's not free. And all these things cost money. And it's because of the goodwill and the partnerships that we have with your radio station, with other media outlets, with just a whole number of different groups, 70 all in total, who have contributed either money or in kind or whatever to keep this thing going.
Who are some of the most significant that help out with
this? Well, Wells Fargo has been very generous with us. So has the Keweenaw Bay Ojibwe tribe. Mm-hmm. This year in particular, they really stepped up to the plate. Center for Diversity and Inclusion, they helped with the Dr. Gandhi coming. I mean, they basically took care of it.
Yeah.
Because he wasn't free. He was like $7,000, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
And then, of course, we've got our headline act.
Yes, Step Africa. And we're working in collaboration with the Memorial Union, Board Association, Rosé Center for the Performing Arts.
They help pay for
our local alumni association, Michigan Tech, our president's office, Finlandia's president's office. They're sponsors and partners with us, Finlandia, Wimple, Mix 93, Wolf, K-Bear, of course, the Gazette, City of Houghton, City of Hancock. It is a joint collaborative event, and we love to have the opportunity to acknowledge our sponsors, from the biggest giver to the lowest giver to the in-kind. It all matters and makes a difference.
Let me throw out a few more if I can.
Go right
if
ahead.
You don't mind. Basically, these are we have, I can't mention all of them, obviously, but these are the ones who have really put out a lot. And so that's why we want to. City of Houghton, I think you've mentioned, the Michigan Tech Employee Federal Credit Union, the Portage Health, Pepsi, Walmart, SkyWest Airlines, Finland, well, we said that, UPCO. Magnuson Hotels, yeah. Both the Super 8 and also mm-hmm. Copper Crown, Keweenaw Brewing Company, the Great Lakes Wild Woodland Ginseng Farm, which is I found out this is the largest ginseng farm in the United States.
Really?
Yes. Give him a plug.
Yeah.
I've learned something every show.
River Valley Bank. So, I mean, these are just, I mean, I'm just, when I go out and I do the soliciting, nobody likes asking for money, but I'm usually warmly received, and it's great.
My guests on the program, Darnisha Slade and Bob Wentz from the International Programs and Services Office at Michigan Tech. Varun Thipaswamy, who is from India, he's a member of the Indian Students Association at Michigan Tech. And Darnisha, your comment, I'll repeat, this is not just Michigan Tech. Finlandia University is involved in
Absolutely.
This as well.
And we also now, Northern Michigan has come for the past few years.
That's right.
They bring a bus of students up from their international student community. And so we're reaching out, Ojibwa Community College and GoGebic. And so we want to reach out even further and pull more people in to come and celebrate with us. So
Houghton Hancock are also partners in this thing.
Yeah. Let's talk about some of the things that are happening this week, because this, as you mentioned, Bob, is a lot more than just the one-day celebration that we are used to. Things actually start tomorrow night with a meeting of athletes?
Yes. So we have international athletes from Michigan Tech as well as Finlandia. We're having it on Finlandia's campus at the Finnish American Heritage Center at 7 o'clock. And the title of the event is Athletes from Around the World. So they're international students, they're here, and then they're athletes as well. And so they're going to talk about their experiences and their adjustments and their future plans and how it's been for them to adjust to the community. So a really unique niche market of students that we have at both Finlandia and Michigan Tech, and an opportunity for them to share with the community their
experiences. Varun, I assume that there are differences in the way sports are played between here and India and other countries as well.
Yeah.
So an athlete who comes over here probably has some adjusting to do in terms of the way they approach their sport.
Yeah, exactly.
Tuesday night, they're opening a special exhibit at the Carnegie Museum.
Really excited about this. And we've worked collaboratively with the Carnegie Museum, and they were just ready and to receive us. And so we have a special surprise that evening that's going to be at 6 o'clock.
It's a secret.
It's a secret, too.
So you're going to tell me what it is?
No.
I tried again.
I keep trying.
I will promise you, though, that if you are there and when the unveiling takes place, it will be something that you will say, this is really neat.
Yeah. It's very, very special. And so, and that's going to be a month-long exhibit. So even if someone can't come on September 9th, that Tuesday, they'll keep the exhibit up for the entire month of September. So we're excited about that.
Yeah, Tuesday, that starts at 6 o'clock.
Correct.
And then a wonderful lady whom you mentioned earlier, Betty yes. Chavis, who really kind of started this whole thing a quarter of a century ago, now is retired from Michigan Tech, but still very active in the community.
Very active.
She yeah. is going to be speaking at the library in Houghton, the Portage Lake District Library, Wednesday evening.
Correct. And we actually invited other individuals that were originally involved with the founding committee of Parade of Nations. So there'll be people in the audience that were here 25 years ago when we began organizing the parade. And we'll also have a few students there that will talk about their culture and their heritage and things like that.
It'll be interesting to hear of some of the challenges that were probably faced yes. when putting this together 25 years ago. I'm sure this did not become the success that it is today overnight.
Yes, absolutely. And I try to follow Betty's lead. She thinks pie in the sky.
Really, Betty?
Oh, yeah, can you believe it?
And I'm stunned, yeah. shocked by this.
And yes. so that's why we wanted to, the theme for this year is Around the World in 25 Years, Silver Jubilee. And so we wanted to be a celebration, and that's why for the first time we're trying to do a complete week of festivities to celebrate the 25 years.
But you skipped Thursday.
Yeah, we skipped Thursday because we need a little bit of downtime to prepare for Saturday.
That's when we set up the D.
Yes.
Behind-the-scenes things going right. on Thursday. Yeah. And then we mentioned Arun Gandhi, who is going to be here on Friday night speaking at the Rose Center. Is he going to be doing some special things with the Indian students?
I don't know. We have not gotten any information about it.
Okay.
Yeah. We're having a VIP dinner. So we do have Indian Student Association that's invited for that, but that's just a closed private okay. event. So, yeah, so that would be their opportunity to honor him and welcome him to Houghton.
Yeah, because I'm figuring between you and him, it's got to be about 12,000 miles to get here. you ought to be spending some time together yeah. after all of that effort has been.
Actually, well, I found out that he is a retired professor from the University of Illinois.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, so he didn't come 6,000
no,
miles.
No, he no. Came, I'm not sure
well,
where he lives.
Well, he did sometime.
He yeah. may live in Champaign,
and he's
Urbana.
Really, he's still traveling very heavily.
All
I mean, his
schedule
is all over the world. So. Yes.
What kind of message does he present? Is this mostly a look back at his grandfather, or does he have other things that he works into it as well?
The influence that his grandfather has had on his life, and we bring in him as a social justice speaker, so that's primarily the platform, but he will speak specifically to how the impact his grandfather had on his life as well.
Boy, you think about Mahatma Gandhi and his nonviolence
yes.
and that approach, and you look at what's going on in the Middle East right now and in Russia and the Ukraine
and the United States.
Well, certainly.
Right. So it's
certainly. You think maybe we could use a little bit more of that.
Very timely message, and we're really looking forward to it. And again, that's open to the public on Friday, September 12th at 7:30.
And then the events that most of us are familiar with on Saturday, the parade lines up at 10 o'clock on the west edge of Hancock.
Right in front of First Merit Bank.
And it travels out at 11 o'clock, and it goes all the way through Hancock and across the bridge and all the way through downtown Houghton and then off to the Multicultural Festival.
It cuts down by the library and then goes past the D.
Okay.
Yeah, right, so we don't go all the
don't
way
Don't go all
through.
The way. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yep. So please come out and enjoy the parade.
Yes, absolutely. We'll have candy for kids. We won't throw it at the kids, but we will hand candy to the kids.
That's
so
a state
we want to
got to do that.
Yeah, for safety reasons, but we do want people to come out and join us on that parade route, and we are culminating the week with our headline act, Step Africa. and they're out of D.C. and
travel the world.
World traveler, world renowned, and very interactive with the audience. So it's a great event for people from all.
What they've done is they've taken traditional American dance and they've merged it with African dance, and they've come up with their own way of doing things.
Yeah.
It's
a
pretty heart pounding kind of music.
And I know they're going to do a little bit of a preview show during the Multicultural Festival.
Yes.
And then we'll be performing Saturday night at the Rosé Center, and tickets available for that through the Rosé
ticket box office, and also online as well.
So is there a place, because we're running out of time here, I don't have time to mention all of the food that's going to be there.
Can we just mention that there'll be over 40 booths, and that 30 of them will be food booths, and the new booth this year is going to be Indonesian.
Can I just mention that if I were there, I would gain even more weight? Is there a way people can find out online about what's going on in the schedule here real quickly?
If they just go to the main Michigan Tech website and in the search box they put international, our homepage will come up and all the Parade of Nations information will be there for them.
All right. I look forward to seeing folks at the parade and go to the Multicultural Festival and take in, and especially Dr. Gandhi.
Yes.
What a rare and unique opportunity we have here. And I've got to wrap things up. But Varun, thank you for coming in. And Darnisha Slade and Bob Wentz from the International Programs and Services Office at Michigan Tech. And thank you for listening to today's edition of Copper Country Today.